This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel Defense Forces confirmed early Friday that it had notified residents in Gaza City to leave for, quote, their own safety and protection after it vowed to annihilate Hamas after its fighters stormed through towns and villages in southern Israel last week. As the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says, its shelters in Gaza are, quote, not safe anymore and warns water is running out for residents. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his diplomatic push in the region with stops Saturday in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Saudi foreign minister in Riyadh before heading to Abu Dhabi to meet with the United Arab Emirates president. The focus is on reducing civilian suffering, trying to negotiate the release of some 120 hostages Hamas is believed to still be holding, and preventing the conflict from spreading. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
As Palestinians stream out of Gaza in effort to heed Israel's warning to evacuate, the UN is warning Israel against the strategy. Speaking to reporters Friday, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it has already led to a humanitarian crisis.
The situation in Gaza has reached a dangerous new low. The horrific terror attacks by Hamas on Israel that killed more than 1,200 people and injured thousands more last Saturday were followed by intense bombardment of Gaza that has already killed 1,800 people and injured thousands more.
The UN Secretary General urged Israel to rethink their plan, saying moving more than 1 million people across a densely populated war zone to a place with no food, water, or accommodation is extremely dangerous and in some cases simply not possible. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.